Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for, December 31st. We're just about ready to kick this year into the can, aren't we not? And hopefully the next one won't be quite as disastrous on almost every level, but probably not. So, in the meantime, let's just listen to some good music. My name's Keith Black, and as always, there is going to be 3 hours of the best in the world of jazz coming up for you between now and 1 o'clock here. Streamed live at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. And I guess it's going to be one of those days. It's a bright, bright winter day here in Winnipeg at the moment. Sunny and crisp, and a way to end the year. I don't know if that's going to go on all day or not, but it's a cold, blustery, beautiful winter day. And I think that's how we should all embrace it, right? But, blah, blah. Last time for the jazz for this year and starting next week, it'll be a whole new set of realities in the jazz world as well. Got a couple of brand new albums sitting waiting for release in the next week or two, and you'll get to hear them here eventually. For today, I'm going to play, well, there's a few of them that are sort of on my best of lists for this year, and I've sampled parts of them before, and you're going to hear a lot of that stuff again today. Here's a rundown briefly of what's going to happen in what order, and then I'll go back and do it in more detail from the top. Starting off with a very fine album from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, and I'll talk a little bit more about the background. It's called East Meets West Connections, and I'll talk about that when I come back to the top. Following that, the album that I listed as my favorite for the year, mainly because the more I listen to it, the better it sounds. It's just a wonderful album, a duet album with pianist Satoko Fuji and her partner husband, trumpeter Natsuki Tamura. I'll talk more about that when I get there as well. Then the Trio of Bloom. Maybe a little sort of play on words there for the earlier Trio of Doom, but this is Trio of Bloom, and it's a really cool trio indeed. Following that, my historical segment, which goes back to the 50s, and it's an album that I guess that's, it's been around for a long time. It sort of got lost in the shuffle in the 50s for a while until people discovered that, wait a minute, this is a real gem. It needs to be listened to more often. Al Kahn and Zoot Sims on tenor saxophones. The album is called Al and Zoot, and that will be my historical segment. Following that, Canadian guitarist David Acapinti with his new album and with some interesting compositional features as well. Following that, a fascinating album by pianist Sylvie Courvoisier, called Chimera, and it is just a winner for sure. Then James Brandon Lewis, a saxophonist from, he had a couple of albums out in the last year-ish. This one's called Apple Cores, and I'm going to play a couple of tracks from that when I get there. Short tracks, actually. There may be four of them altogether. Then drummer Eric McPherson, with his double bass quartet, like it's got two basses and one drum. That's sort of cool, and it's coming up later on as well. And all being well, I'm going to take us out with a track from an album I played a bit from last week from Scottish saxophonist Tommy Steele. From his album called The Christmas Concert. Well, it's a Christmas concert, but one of the tracks is Auld Lang Syne. And I figure it's New Year's Eve today, and I'm going to take us out with Auld Lang Syne in a great jazz version coming up to end the show. That's if I can get all my timing down, which is always a challenge, but we'll see how that goes, right? Back to the top, the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra had the album called East Meets West Connections is the full title, and it involves the talents of two Canadian jazz composers, Fred Stride, who may play an instrument but is here just in his compositional character, and Jean-Nicolas Trottier, who is a trombonist and is the lead trombonist on this album, but has done the some compositions as well. There's the East Meets West, and the WJO it really does justice to the skills of these two composers, and it's a very interesting album. I won't go through the whole personnel list. If you're familiar with the WJO, then it's the usual suspects, as I say. Neil Watson, Jonathan Stevens, Neil Cade, Monica Jones, Carl Wedlake, Jean-Nicolas Trottier, as I say, on lead trombone, along with Jeremy Duggleby, and a couple of other trombones as well, and a bass trombone as well, and Shane Hicks on lead trumpet with Jonathan Challenger and Matthew Walden, Richard Gillis, all, and Andrew Littleford, all on trumpets, Will Bonas on piano, Carl Kohut on bass, Fabio Rignelli on drums, Larry Roy on guitar. These are names that I hope are familiar to you, because they are really the people who make our local jazz scene a very vibrant one. And the WJO, it just really just keeps getting better and better. So here are three tracks from East Meets West with the WJO. First one's called Another Look. Second one's called The Jaws of Defeat. Sounds like a Jets review. That's another story, isn't it? And then The Great Return is the third one. Here is the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra. There's some very fine playing and composing on that album. That's the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra from their album called East Meets West Connections, the compositions of Fred Stride and hang on just a second. So I'm losing track of my... Yeah, Jean-Nicolas Trottier, sorry, on trombone, and playing at lead trombone in the band as well. Fred Stride contributed the writing, but was not playing an instrument on the album. Sorry for that pause. I dropped the little explanatory notes and trying to figure out where I'm going next and all that sort of good stuff. It's the romance of live radio. As I was talking to friends of mine just the other day about the fact that doing the program live, a lot of hosts send in digitally, and good for them. It's a lot more convenient in many ways. But there's something about being actually the person talking into a mic right now, and whoever and whatever comes out of my mouth, you're stuck with for a while at least. And that's what I love about live radio and about CKOW, that gives a whole bunch of us an opportunity to do just this. Moving on now to the album that I sort of arbitrarily, when you best of lists, I hate, because I can work on them one day, and then I can figure out and make the list. And then I look at my list 2 days later and say, what was I thinking? That's not the order I'd put them in. It depends on the mood you're in when you're listening to jazz and what your mood is on any particular day that would help you choose things in whatever particular order. But this one would be right near the top, if not at the top. In any case, it's called Ki, K-I, which is a Japanese term that has apparently a number of different interpretations that really talks about an absolute sense of involvement in the wider world and various, hang on, there's, I had to look it up, the like. Life energy, spirit of the mind, flowing force that permeates the world, all those sorts of concepts that are very wide in scope. The album is by pianist composer Satoko Fuji and trumpeter and composer Natsuki Tamura. They are partners, long-term partners, husband and wife. And they record a lot together of very, very out there and very aggressive and adventurous stuff. This album was a surprise when I first listened to it, because it's more melodic. It requires patience. It takes its time unfolding. It's beautiful. It is a beautiful album. And like I just mentioned about the WJO, every time I listen to this, I hear more and get more out of it. It is a wonderful album. And it is quietly melodic, and it unravels through its compositional tracks in an unhurried and really quite amazing feature. And they are clearly in sync. They are of one mind in many of their compositional or their improvisational moments as well. Excellent, excellent album. The apparently the titles of all the tracks are Japanese terms for various trees. And but I don't know which trees are involved in this, but the two tracks I'm going to play are Hinoki and Kusanoki. And I really didn't look up, you can if you want. It doesn't really matter. This is just great, great music. Here are two tracks with Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura. Hinoki is the first one. Thank you. You need to just let that music take its time and wash over you. It is meditative and it is really beautiful. That's it's not going to get you all excited and speed it up. It's going to slow you down and just make you appreciate the beauty of that music and the fact that it's not just sort of casual mumbling about with a melody. There's a lot of depth, and it's very modern, and it just is one of those albums that from the first time I heard the first minute or two, I was captivated, and it is indeed one of my very favorites of 2025. Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tomura from the album Ki, K-I. on Libra, if you're interested. Great stuff. And it is, my goodness, the time is really forging along. Are we already, we're getting close to the end of our first hour. It's not really there yet. It's 10:47. But time is really charging along. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays, streamed and archived at CKUW.ca, and always a mix of the very, very new and the not quite so new, and you get a bit of that every week here. Moving on to a trio now, moving up from a duet. This is the Trio of Bloom, and it involves keyboardist Craig Taborn, guitarist Nels Klein, and drummer Marcus Gilmore. I think this is the first time they've performed together as a trio, and they call themselves the Trio of Bloom. This, again, is clearly adventurous and very modern jazz indeed, but it's really good stuff. I'm going to play three tracks. One of them is quite brief. Only a couple of minutes, and the others are a little longer. The titles are Forge, Bend It, and Gone Bust. Here is the Trio of Bloom.
Thank you.